Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Tonight I'm joined by
Carolyn Booth.
Tonight we're going to wrap up the Dances with Film, the Dances with Films Film Festival. Well, it's just called Dances with Films. It took place in Hollywood all last week and wrapped up two nights ago. And we saw some great films and, of course, had a chance to see some great friends, our buddy Jonah, and we got to meet the director of our first film.
It was a delightful, delightful festival, especially because where it's held right in the heart of Hollywood, of the Hollywood stars and what is the theater called now?
Next door to where they hold the Oscars.
Where they hold the Oscars. And, it's just fun to go down there in the evening and the sun setting and the lights come on and then the festival and all the atmosphere and you see all the actors and just really fun. It was a great event. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for inviting me.
Dances with Films. We thank Annie, Brandy, all the staff for having us there. We had the good fortune to catch a screener of Creed Moria and we had the director Alicia Slimmer on. And it was a lot of fun. Please go in the archives and check it out. We also had a blast talking about Cameron Crowe movies. But tonight we're going to discuss something that happened. Well, we're going to also discuss Breaking Legs and a film called Josephine Doe. But first, we're going to kick it off with Creed Moria. And I'll just read you a quick synopsis here. And then Carolyn is going to review it because she got to see it on the big screen at the festival. I had seen it a few days before. Great people, great crew. I had the good fortune to meet them and spend some time talking with some of the actors. So just a brief synopsis. The main character, Candy, injects the fun in her dysfunctional life. When your brother is found by a neighbor naked and drunk, you're stuck with a caveman of a boyfriend. You have a dickhead boss and the madness of everyday life competes with your mother's need to appear normal. You have to peek between the cracks to find the warm rays of hope. But maybe normalcy is just a construct for other people. And maybe breaking out of the institution is more than fitting in. After years of trying to save those she loves, it's time for Candy to save herself. And the last thing I want to say before I turn it over to Carolyn for her review is this one, the CineQuest Best Comedy Feature. And then on Sunday night in New York, it picked up the Audience Award at the Brooklyn Film Festival.
Wow.
And then just hours later, it won the Industry Choice Award at Dances with Film. So it actually won two awards in one night. So that shows you this
Bravo.
Is, a, yeah, it's a quirky, fun movie. It makes me think of Juno, how that was just a real nice surprise in the theaters. Now I'll turn it over to Carolyn.
Yeah, it was very, about a week or so now since we saw it. So when I was preparing for tonight, I thought, you know what? What I really, really liked about this movie is that it's still fresh in my mind. I mean, I can, from a filmmaker's point of view, and I'm not a filmmaker, but from a the process and talking to filmmakers, what I really liked about this movie was seeing the crew at the festival. They're happy. They're excited. I think pretty much everybody was there. And those are all things that I think are real important because that means they took it from working together to developing this project, to putting it on the screen and now going around and sharing it. So, and it shows that those same qualities in the film because the chemistry between all of the actors were just amazing. And I felt like I knew this family. I mean, I felt like, it was just a really, like Paul said, quirky, fun. There was a little bit of sadness in it. It was just an all-around emotional ride of a show. And, you know, there's a couple scenes, I don't know if I should say, but they kind of remind you of other real important movies that we've had during our lifetime. But I don't want to spoil anything and say what they were, but I liked the movie a lot. I think they did a very great job. The lead actress really, she carried the movie. I thought she did an amazing job having her character interact with the other characters, and the casting I thought was great. What did you think, Paul? I thought they did a really good job with the casting.
Yeah, the lead actress, Steph Dawson, has been getting rave reviews.
Oh, she was great.
Yeah, I see on Facebook a number of reviews they've been getting mention her, and I felt the same way when I saw it.
Yeah, and I felt like her, like I said, the relationship she had, like with her brother, with her mother, she was able to work just really well. Like there was just this flow about it, and I felt like I was actually in the movie. I loved it. And you know me, when I feel that, like that I'm in the movie, that I think that's a really good testimonial, because and there was some funny parts. I didn't quite understand the title at first, Creed Moria, and then I realized that was the name of a place that is in their neighborhood. And so so I really advise you and invite you to check this movie out. I'm so happy and proud of them that they, and congratulations to the awards that they've received, and check it out. I really like this movie.
And also I thought her name was on the card, so I didn't look it up, but the actress that plays the mother,
I
swear her name is Rachel. She could not be more different. And I really, sometimes I stay away from wanting to talk to the talent from a movie I've seen, because I don't want to, you know, not judge, but I don't want to know if they're too much like the character or not. And especially with this movie. So.
Oh, no, yeah. She was really... wow, yeah, she was pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to spend about 10 or a little bit, maybe 15 minutes with her, and she just couldn't be more different. And I wanted to give kudos to her, because definitely for this film, the majority of it, Steph Dawson is the one that's being mentioned, but it's an all-around great ensemble piece. And it does have some nice social commentaries woven through it without having to hit you over the head like Spike Lee, which... at this show, we love Spike, so nothing against him. Our next film, I actually didn't...
So once again, great job, Creed Moria.
Yes.
And won some awards, and continue to play on, and please, please, check it out.
Okay, so our next film, Breaking Legs, I'm going to just read the synopsis here off the Internet Movie Database. Well, actually, I'll read it off the card, because the one on the Internet Movie Database is a bit long. But I'll go to the cast and crew here. This was a really special movie, and after I mention the synopsis, I want to tell this story about somebody that was in the film, and it was really... it was cool for me, because Carolyn, our co-executive producer, is my mother, and... this next film starred someone that she had kind of seen as a little girl and grew up knowing who this was. And she kind of ran up to the actress in that kind of fan way and like has a podcast. We never do that, because as media, you're supposed to kind of, you know, not talk to them while they're getting a drink at the bar. And so for me, it was really cool, because I was like, you know, why is my mom chasing this person? Why is she talking to her while she's ordering a drink? Like, that's the biggest no-no. Like,
she actually was eating a meal.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, it's fine. You know, I get my mom hasn't had the blessing to go to these things for 6 years now. And it was Lee Merriweather, who my mom can tell you who she is, that had a role in Breaking Legs.
She was Miss America in 1955.
And my mother was born in 1957, so I guess when she was 6 months old, she was watching TV.
No, I know. No, it's just the fact that she's been around grand career, and she's just such a lady, and the passion she has for what she's doing. It's just like old fashioned movie star to me. That's just what I felt like. And especially being there at Brahman's Chinese Theater, and which I think it's not named that anymore.
No, it's Man's Chinese Man's, Six.
Yeah,
they try to call it TCL Theaters, but
sorry.
We will never call it TCL. Yeah. It's Grauman's.
But the point is, just the elegance and grace, and just her sweetness, and she's just beautiful. Like beauty, she her whole aura is beauty. And you know, she was in
All My Children.
Yeah, she was in All My Children.
It says here, All My Children.
She was in Batman. She was in Batman when I was a little girl watching her. Wasn't she Catwoman? I'm not sure.
Hold on, I can look. Well, this is kind of really going back, because she has credits on The Doris Day Show. She has credits on Love Boat. I mean, that was when I was like 2 years old.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see why I was so excited.
Okay. The original Mission Impossible TV series.
It was because I was a TV kid. You know, I grew up watching TV. So where Paul's passion is movies, you know, he grew up with the accessibility to movies. In my generation, it was accessibility if you were blessed enough to have a TV in your house. So, and as a little girl, of course, watching Miss America, and of course, I was not alive in the year she was born, but. Anyway, I'm getting steered away from it. The point being is, once I saw her, I actually saw her in the crowd at the Step and the Repeat getting a photo with the crew. And like I said earlier, with the other movie we just, with Creed Moria, one thing about Breaking Legs is the whole cast was there, you know, and they were just, you could just feel the energy and the excitement. And this particular cast, they, what I liked about this particular movie was it reminded me of movies, old fashioned movies, where there was dancing in it. There was some comedy. There was a very strong life lesson in it. There was some generational, three generations in it. There was just some really, the way he developed all of his characters and had them develop over the course of time, and the lessons learned, and then it even brought it to modern day stuff, to like the bullying-ness that's going on. So, and the other thing that I really liked about this movie was the gentleman's name is Mark, I don't want to pronounce his name incorrectly, Mark Michelio?
Michelio.
Michelio. I had the pleasure of meeting him. He was standing by his poster. I'm not sure the proper term they call it, but the
poster.
Yeah, the poster. And you could just see the excitement. And I went up to him and I said, I introduced myself and I said, is this your first film? And he said, yes. And so anyway, the point being, then when the movie started, he was in the movie. He was like one of the lead characters. So, I mean, to direct, be a lead character, and then also share his passion, because he's also used to his passion.
Dancing.
He was a dancer. I mean, he still is a dancer, but not full time. He's like transitioned from dancing to making movies now. So, or maybe he's done both along the way. But the point being, just a delightful young man, and there was no bad words in this movie. That's what I loved the most about it.
Well, yeah, that's...
not the most, but it was enjoyable to watch a movie and have fun.
Well, I just looked on Internet Movie Database, and, you know, here we always speak honestly. We don't say anything that the filmmaker or publicist wants to hear, but... it says that Lee Merriweather is 81, and
oh my gosh,
you could have told me that she was 65, not with plastic surgery or these Botox things. I mean, it was just, I can't believe she's 81. That's what
I know, but
we're not censored here, but okay, I understand the now. Okay, so we'll give you a synopsis of the film.
No, she's a very beautiful
Yeah, I'm sorry about the Botox comments. Okay. It's Footloose meets Mean Girls as high school freshman Bloom moves to a town where...
Wait a minute, I don't take Botox. Is that what you were...
No, I was just... There's so many people that do. And,
okay.
We don't want to get into how Tom Cruise stays young. sorry. I read this audacious article
wait,
the other day.
The show, wait,
I'm not even
going to
share it. Yeah, I'm not even going to share it.
Not that kind of
it's
show.
Just beyond. Sorry. Anyways, knowing our luck, Tom Cruise will listen to this one. Okay. So she moves to a town where there's no place to dance except school dance team. But when the boyfriend of the team's lead girl falls for her, she'll have to fight to win her place amongst the venomous girls, even if she has to break a leg. So that was a cool title because the poster says breaking legs and has a guy holding a football and it looks like a girl is falling. So I didn't know if it was a cheerleader movie or a football movie.
Oh, no, that's interesting because I wasn't thinking that when I saw the poster. I thought it more of like, you know, how, what's that saying in the movies or the stage, break a leg?
Yeah, break a leg. Right.
Yeah, that's what I took it as more. And that's kind of where my mind went because like when I was talking about the old style movies, kind of the Fred Astaire, I mean, there's just this wonderful scene in the movie and everybody clapped and it was just. Awesome.
Yeah, we can't ruin that, but let's just say if you recently saw the Coen Brothers' Hail Caesar, mm-hmm. it rivals what the Coen Brothers did in that movie.
Yeah.
And of course, no disrespect to indie filmmakers, they had the great Roger Deakins, but as cinematographer, so that kind of made it easier for the Coens to do it. But so with that, with Breaking Legs, we'll move into a film that I caught as a screener. And it was a really, really great film. It played Dances with Films, but it played on a day that I couldn't get there. It's called Josephine Doe. And it was not shot in black and white. It was, now you just color correct it to black and white, right? So you think of it as a black and white film, but now with digital era, those, you know, don't exist. So I'm going to read you the synopsis because this was a film that really did something totally unique. I know sometimes I overuse that word, but this was like, I was kind of like, what the? Claire tells the police officer, the main character is Claire. It's called Josephine Doe, but the main character is Claire. Erica Cipolletti, she also co-wrote, co-produced, and plays Claire. So I love when, like with one, how they tell certain actors, the only way you're going to get a starring role is to write something for yourself. So I thought that was awesome. She's a fantastic actress in this. I'm going to try to get her on the show. Claire tells the police officer it was all Joe's idea. But who's Joe? Joe is the bright spark in Claire's recently darkened reality, a new friend in an otherwise isolated world. The two young women hit the town, let off some steam, and find themselves in trouble with local law. In the blink of an eye, Claire discovers that Joe is not what it seems, and her easy friendship splits open to reveal the truth. Now, okay, I'm sorry. It says it was shot in black and white. I guess you can do that now. I knew that, but a lot of those black and white indies you see, as my friend who's a cinematographer, he says, just hit this button and you can make it black and white. And back to Roger Deakins, he pioneered that, those color changes in O Brother, Where Art Thou? So this is a raw exploration of family trauma and mental health that show the thin line between our realities. Where I say this film is unique is that it let out the payoff within the first 15 minutes. It's an hour and 20-minute film. And I literally sat up and said, you know, the bad word for poop. And I was like, shit, you know, like, you already let the payoff after 10 minutes. Where are you going to go? Like, this film was, any film in Dances with Films, there's like a, you know, you can't get a B movie in there. You can't get a movie in with sound problems or continuity problems. Like, so it's like, okay, this got in Dances with Films. So somebody is letting the payoff happen after 15 minutes. And at first, it really was leaning towards the Fight Club way, where you're just thinking like, oh no, this is somebody who's watched Fight Club 25 times. We all know that Brad Pitt, you know, anyways. So just what I liked about this film personally was that every family, You know, some admit it, some don't. This film was able to sprinkle in some comedy and look at mental illness in a, I guess, in a happy way, I guess in a living way, and not in a judgmental way. And I think, you know, right now we are living in such judgmental times that to take a look at family issues and maybe someone who's just plain crazy, by definition of the dictionary or the media or your fellow American, that maybe they're not so crazy and maybe they just want to live how they are. So I really commend this film. It was brilliant. It was excellent. The script was airtight. The director, Ryan Michael, just somehow really had a great sense of the material. I mean, obviously the actress had a real huge attachment throwing her time in to produce and write a script. Not an easy thing to do. And I don't know, it was just a pleasant surprise in a different way. It didn't have a payoff the way it did, so it could be action or hit you over the head. It was just really human. And I can definitely see why it got into Dances with Films. I hope it goes really far. I'm not going to be surprised if I see this video on demand or a theatrical run in LA or New York, because this, the closest I could compare this to is the way Ron Howard handled Mental Illness in A Beautiful Mind. The way he treated that Russell Crowe character that was, by our definition in society, nuts and psychotic, but he just treated him as a human being. So I really appreciated the director not condescending or looking down, and especially this writer, not looking down on mental illness. So with that, we have gone through all of the films that we have for you. We want to thank Dave for sending us Breaking Legs. We want to thank Jonah for Creed Moria. We want to thank Kim for Josephine Doe. We want to thank Annie and Brandy at Dances with Films. And
the cast and crew.
The cast and crew of all the great films.
And all the people behind the scenes that, you know, that support filmmaking, independent filmmaking. These films also have a very strong support system. And I didn't share earlier that with Breaking Legs, the cast was, like I said, the casting was great, but they've worked on other projects together too. So it's not a surprise that these films do so well when they have a good chemistry and a good work ethic. So kudos to all you guys. Good job.
Yes. Thank you for your time. And
thank you for listening. We have fun doing this. I really have been enjoying this. It's new to me. So I hope that you guys are enjoying it as much as we are.
Yes, thank you for your time. And like I always say, whether you're listening to this in the morning, afternoon, or night, make sure and watch a good movie today. Aloha.
Bye.